Good morning, everybody. Doing a mini series on Christmas. Last week we were talking basically how we need Christmas. We needed Jesus to become like us. We need God to become like us in order to save us. We can't save ourselves. You have no capability. You have nothing in you that's good enough to save yourself. Amen. One of us agrees. The rest of us are really confused and a little delusional, thinking that you could have some sort of form of saving ourselves. I'm just trying to get us engaged with this morning, so I'd like us to talk about how we still need Christmas. We need Christmas. I know it's become commercial, and it may irritate you, and you may become a Scrooge-ish-like, and you may say bah humbug to all of it, but you need it. You need Christmas. It's the little things, listen, it's the little things that make us happy, but it's the good news that gives us joy. I don't know if you realize that or not. It's little things in life, and it's usually little things that appease the moment, if you will, that make you happy. But have you ever realized and noticed that good news actually gives you joy? And it's a joy that gets down into the depths of your soul that actually causes something even different. When we talk about an unspeakable joy, it really becomes unspeakable. This week I was blessed with some good news, and this good news, and it wasn't just that Jesus has come as Christ the Lord, but it was good news that was coming into my life, and all I could do was, the only thing I knew to do was to just say, I thank you, Lord. And I kept just saying it, and I said, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And man, it just got so overwhelmingly, I couldn't stop saying it. And I was driving, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to pull over because I am becoming uncontainable. I was like, this is really, really good news. And I was so excited, I just couldn't stop but saying, thank you, Lord. My daughter, Mackenzie, is going to be able to go back to school for another semester. And it was good news. The Lord is taking care of her. The Lord is providing. It was a provision that the Lord like shared with me. It just was good news. Because I was really stressed about it. I was like really stressed about it and kind of starting to freak out about it. And the Lord said, just trust me again, again, and again, and again. And it was good news. It was good news. I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to talk about this, how we need Christmas. We need good news of great joy. Did a little research, and so bear with me for a minute because this is going to tie into everything. And actually, you'll find out and you'll discover this. And I think that we're actually discovering it already, but I'm going to just share with you some information. A recent survey from the Harvard School of Public Health found that reading, watching, or listening to negative news is one of the leading causes of stress among Americans. Research suggests that people who consume negative news regularly also tend to have less trust in political leaders, lower evaluations of other people and the community in which they live, and we're freaked out. We have psychological issues. Go figure. Right? Negative news actually has a negative impact on you. Psychologically. And yes, we can medicate up and still continue to watch bad news. And you can med up to try to fix it. Or there's another option. How about some good news of great joy? Listen to this, though. For a long time, media researchers, and there are real people out there that do research and follow what media does, they focused almost entirely on the harmful effects of media, including the effects of of what the violence in media, aggression, and its potential to shape people's perception of the world as a dangerous, scary place. Right? They've done this research and they found out that it's real. It's very real. However, listen to this, and I think that we can really understand this and actually say yes to it. More recently, media psychology, and that's a real thing, is starting to look at the flip side. The flip side. It's the positive effects that media can have when it's more uplifting and inspiring. Haven't you all noticed how the movies that are really succeeding and doing well are the ones that have an inspirational story behind them more and more and more? The Christian movie genre, if you will, has exploded. Before, it was an anomaly when somebody would put out a Christian movie. In fact, it was always a B-grade level to where it was just like, we could get it, you know, it's on video. Now, haven't you noticed that it is in mainstream movie theaters, inspiring, God-centered messages of hope and love and good news? People are flocking to it. They're paying top dollar for it. Hello? Have you noticed it? It's a real thing. It's almost as though, can we not realize this? We're hungry for the gospel. We're hungry for good news. We actually gravitate toward it. Even though, yes, we still have this carnal thing that goes on in our mind whenever we see a wreck, whenever we hear something, whenever we hear about something bleeding, we want to see it, right? We do. But there's something very real that happens, that's happening within our very soul, that is pulling us, luring us in, that has never stopped, has always been there, that we have a gravitational pull that is within in us. It's almost as though you could say Scripture is true, that eternity has been set in our hearts. Hello? Hello? Okay. And if that's true, then there's something that draws us to really want good news and feel like we even need good news. Hello? Are you guys with me on this? So, even though these other formats, they're fostering antisocial behavior, media with positive images and messages can make us want to become better. Better people, better with others, better at doing life altogether. They call it becoming more pro-social. That's what the researchers refer to it as, is becoming more pro-social because we are drawn to good news. And if we give us good news, actually society, the community, is better at doing community. It's been proven by research and studies that as they took a bunch of college students and they gave them three different stories. And these three different stories had a story of a problem that was presented with absolutely no hope of an answer to do anything about this problem. And then the other story was a problem, that the same problem that was presented, but the problem then had answers, but they were illogical, they didn't make any sense, they just had answers that went nowhere. And then the last story was the same problem, but a solution to the problem that had a result, a positive result of it, because now the problem that was presented had a solution that fixed the problem. And everybody that read these three stories, these college students, they went out of the room and they actually studied their behavior for the next week. And the ones that had the solution to it, they had good attitudes. Their personalities was uplifted. Everything about them was well that week. And all the rest, the other two, there was a hopelessness about them. There was despair. They felt depressed. They even had to get, some of them had to get counseling because they really did study this. And it's proven that when the problem is presented and the solution is actually attainable, that we respond rightly. We respond good. We respond positively to it, right? I'm not presenting anything that's really kind of like weird. It's a real issue of life. Hello? I mean, every time that when we hear the bad news, when we hear stuff and we don't hear a solution for it, all it does is it depresses you. Right. Anybody else in the same, I mean, can you watch bad news and watch, or just turn on the news in general and be like, oh, wow, I feel really good. Does anybody do that? Nobody does it because there's no solution to it. There's nothing that's presented that is a solution to all the bad news. So it's really becoming a thing, and they're actually, you might see some trends start to change in society. You might just see it. I don't know. They still believe if it bleeds, it leads. If they might see some change in presenting constructive news media presentations to where they actually have answers and solutions to some of the problems that are presented in our media. We might see changes because this is real recent. Honestly, it was in September, this Harvard study of this year that came out. So I like this because it's like, this is exciting. People are hungry for truth, for good news. People are starving for it. They're starving for truth and the gospel. And they'll do whatever it takes to attain it, to get it, to find out, to figure it out, because they want it so bad. We're tired of the gloom and doom. Amen? All right. So we need good news of great joy. We need Christmas. Yes. So get your bah humbug butt out of here and say, Merry Christmas. Gosh, I get a few of you involved, but that's okay. The rest of you go. Let me say something, too. Is there is a vast difference between good news and feel-good news. What's the difference? You want to talk about it for a second? All right. It might offend some of you because some of you might really like feel-good news and maybe you have an issue with actual good news. Feel-good news is, I'm going to tell you where feel-good news is out, and it's out and about, and it is rampant. Anything to do with kitty cats and puppy dogs. Yep. I hate to say it, but I need to say it. Is all the Facebook videos and whatever on how this dog was saved and that cat was saved from this fire, from that rescue. It's just feel good news. And it just makes you feel good. And here's what it comes down to, and I'll get to the nitty-gritty of it. Good news is eternal, sustainable. It's not a flash in the pan. I'm going to tell you, all this pet stuff, all this animal activism, it's a flash in the pan. It will not stick around for eternity. There's nothing wrong. I believe it. You know, in fact, I will say, and I'll even go out on a limb, if I see somebody abusing a pet, I'll step in. I do not like it. I don't think it's correct. It's not right. I think it's unjust, and you shouldn't ought to do it. But I'm going to say this, is people are eternal. And good news is that which does not fade away. The good news is actually that which is sustainable to and through eternity. Hello? That's what good news is. It's beyond feel-good news. So when I look at what's happening in our society, when we see the messages, and I hear so many messages, and it's not just about animals. That's just the most obvious one that's in front of us a lot. There's other feel-good news stories out there that just make us feel good about ourselves. But the good news actually gets us real with ourselves. Gets us right with ourselves, gets us right with God, and it's eternal. It's sustainable to and through eternity. The good news of Jesus the Christ, God, Emmanuel, is eternal. And that good news is going to carry us through eternity. That's good news that brings us great joy. Hello? Hallelujah. So I'm going to move on from the difference of that, okay? Now I probably lost everybody. You're stuck in pet world, but that's okay. Come back with me, please, because it's good news of great joy. And you guys know this, too. You should know it. I dig my dogs. I'm not a cat person. I'm just gonna stop. How about some scripture? Let's do that. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And this is in the American Standard Version. I'm gonna read. It says, "And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. And an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Good news of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, in whom he is well pleased." I don't know if I've ever caught this so blatantly as I've discovered or been revealed. It's been opened up to me this year, is that phrase at the very end, in whom God is well pleased. What caused God? What compelled God to step in to our world and save us? Well, sin is what drove him to need to save us, our sin. But there's something that compelled him as him to be well pleased with man to say, I am going to rescue them. Restore them, bring about a plan, the plan of salvation into their midst. Isn't that amazing? I just am so overwhelmed with how awesome that truth is, that God had mercy, has mercy on us, and steps into our world to bring salvation for us. That's good news of great joy. I got to tell you this. I am so overwhelmed with how good of news this is. In fact, the word good is even beyond that, which is what we use good, because we think of good as like a lesser than great. But this good is the greatest good that there can possibly be. There is no better good than this good. It's the good of all goods. Just like when somebody called him good teacher, he said, no, there's only one good, and he's God. It's that same word. It's that good that only can be tied to God. It's that kind of good. It's good news. It's God news of great joy. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The angel proclaims that salvation has come in what born this day in the city of David, who is Messiah. And I love how he says it too, unto you, unto you, unto you. Just receive that this morning. I mean, I'm really just looking at it like, just actually be open to saying, yes, unto me. Unto me is born this day in the city of David. It's tough, isn't it? Hello? It's because we think, well, okay, yeah, God so loved the world, but did he and does he love me? We struggle with, don't we? We struggle with God being pleased with us too, don't we? Don't we? Yeah. Let's really receive the good news this morning. And I think that when we come to that place of really opening our heart to the good news, that struggle becomes a past. Because I think, wow, God loves me. God loves me. Do you know it? For those poor shepherds, this was indeed good news. You know, their deliverer had come to rescue them in their mind, in their eyes, from the Roman oppression. And now all of Israel would be restored under the rule of God's Messiah. But this good news would go way beyond the boundaries we know of the ethnic Israel to the whole world. The good news of God's promised Messiah demonstrates really God's favor with mankind, with us, toward all people. And that's why they proclaim glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom God is well pleased. Listen to this. The Greek word for well pleased literally means to think well of. To think well of, to approve of, to take delight in, or pleasure in. You ever thought of that? I mean, just really own that this Christmas season, is even as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. How awesome is that, that God thought well of you to send His Son to save you. God was well pleased with you to send His Son to save you. We struggle with that one too, don't we? We do. In fact, some of us we're so influenced by all the bad news around us. Many of us struggle with the issue that in the sense that God is always angry. God is smiting us. God is mad. God is displeased. God must be upset with me. God is not happy with our world. Right? It's a thought that's very real. Hello? I mean, I think it's one that we... How many of you, the first thing you think of when, let's just say, the fires broke out? Well, wonder what they did bad up there. Huh? Honestly, nobody thought that? No, aren't we not real in thinking that that's our thinking? That God is angry. God is mad because we're screwed up. Because we don't do it right. Hello? I mean, if you don't want to take the vague in the big picture, what about the personal one? How many of you, when stuff goes wrong, your cars break down, Robin smashed her finger this week, I poured hot glue gun all over my hand, awesome, Merry Christmas. Was it God being upset with us? No, it was me being careless with a hot glue gun. And if I pretend to know why everything happens and why God allows bad stuff to happen to good people, I'm gonna spin myself into a hole. I know that. When we stop and really get very, very real and genuinely honest with ourselves, what I'm really saying is, if I were God, this is what I would do. That's why it's such good news. I need to share this. I need to bring it back to this place of where it actually is today and now, is the gospel of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, is very real. It's very prominent, and it needs to consume my very soul and even my thinking, to where things that come out of my mouth are things that it becomes a place of joy, where I draw people in to the truth, because I'm living the gospel in front of you. I'm living the good news of great joy in front of you, to where you're looking at me and saying, what is it about you? There's something weird about you, that all that's going on and all that's happening in this world, and you're still full of joy, and you still have purpose, and you don't look at it as doom and gloom. Instead, you look at it as an opportunity to bring Jesus into the situation, the circumstance, whatever it is, And when I approach it that way, people look at you weird. I know it. But you know what? I get asked all over the place, time and time again, constantly by different community group leaders, come and share what you guys do, this good news of what you guys do at the salt mine. I have never been to any place that where the cat people are sharing positive messages about what to do in society and about people, because we're hungry for truth. The world is hungry for truth and good news. Yeah, we want to help cats, but what I really want to do is know the truth of the good news. That's really comes down to, and that's awesome. I didn't do it. I'm not doing any of it. Honestly, I'm not doing any of it except saying yes when they call. And when they call, what am I going to do? I'm going to share the good news. And share the good news with joy. Which is a really kind of an ironic thing. How do you share with my mouth joy unspeakable? I haven't figured that out yet, other than just do it. And it doesn't really, it just happens. I don't know. It's just, how do you share unspeakable joy? God sends Jesus, the Messiah. Listen to this. This is the gospel. God sends Jesus, the Messiah, out of a sense of delight and pleasure with his creation. That's good news. That's really good news. So knowing the truth that it's my sin that actually is what caused God to step in and need to save me, save us, is also that same God that out of his love that he was compelled to be pleased with me because he was looking at Jesus. Looking at Jesus, did you know that? Did you ever realize this one truth that God saved you before you were you? That's awesome. That's really awesome. I mean, that's really good news. I mean, that's really good news. Wow. I mean, if that doesn't shake my bones and rattle me so deep that I am so compelled to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Let me read Luke. I'm going to go on, because here's what we're compelled to do as the shepherds. Listen to this. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 through 20. Now I'm going to switch over to the New Living Translation. It says, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, now let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Remember, they just had been told the good news. So they said, let's go. Let's go see what has been told to us. So they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in the manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherds' story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying God and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. And it was just as the angel had told them. So let's I'm going to just break it down to the very obvious for us. There was a progression that the shepherds, it happened in the shepherds' lives. What happened that was obvious? They were minding their own business, and they were told the great news, the good news of great joy. And then they did something about it. They searched it out. They sought what it was. What is this good news? They looked into it. I'm compelling and encouraging you, open your heart to receive the good news of Emmanuel, Christ with us. God being mindful and pleased with you in Christ. Go and see. Go and see. Search out the truth. Dive in. Taste and see. Say yes and amen. Trevor just told me this morning, I just found out that mathematics proves that God exists. I'm like, yeah. So does science. So does English. He's like, no, you just gone too far. Yeah. It's like, but I'm telling you, it's when we search out and discover that what is being preached to us, what is being told to us, this good news is actually real. It's attainable. It's for me. And it's for my family. It's for my life. It's for my community. Then we're compelled to do the next thing that the shepherds did too, which is really cool. And I'm going to ask you to do this one thing. I'm going to ask you if you're struggling to find out the truth. I said dive in, taste and see, search it out. But if the struggle is very real, and I think it is for some, if the struggle is very real for you to believe, ask God to help you with your unbelief. Do you know how simple that is? Now, I'm just really asking you, and I'm going to get very just real for a moment. Not that I was fake before, but I'm getting real for a moment. Saying, if that struggle is real, God is so for you that if you just simply ask, God, I want to believe, and I'm struggling in believing, and I'm struggling to trust you. Life is hard, and I've been told a lot of stuff, and I've seen a lot of hypocrites, and I see what this does, and I see what that does. I'm struggling with this belief in God, trusting in Jesus. Just ask him. Say, I'm believing, I'm struggling. Would you help me with my unbelief? I am so confident that if you genuinely ask him to help you with your unbelief, he will help you with your unbelief. Amen to that. I say amen because I was there. I was there. And then God said, just trust me. And every step of trust that I took in following him, he instilled within me more faith. And every step gave me more faith. And there's still moments that I struggle with my belief. I know that may be hard to believe, but I struggle with believing a lot of times, sometimes. It's become so natural for me now to just say yes and amen to whatever God says. But that wasn't always easy. And it still isn't always easy. Ask him. And he will respond. He is for you. If he did not withhold his very own son to save you, will he not give you even the very just little extra amount of hope and faith to cause you, to help you to believe? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And then the last thing I think compels us, and I think this is, I want us to really, like, this is, again, kind of getting into the grittiness of where I'm at in my walk with God, is if I have said yes and I have aligned myself with the good news, there's going to be great joy. And with great joy comes what? I think it becomes, there becomes a proclamation. You cannot restrict it. You can't contain it. You got to share it. You can't help it. You have to share it. Hello? When I get, I mean, as soon as I got the good news this week, I was instantly calling Robin. She didn't answer. Like, I'm calling her, like six times. So finally, she's like, what? If you know such wonderful good news, you cannot hold it in. Share it. Share it. Go tell it on the mountain. Amen. 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 Let's pray this morning. Father God, we just thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you are God and you are good and you have given us good news of great joy, who is Christ the Lord, a Savior for all mankind, because you are pleased. You are pleased. You are mindful. And you've taken pleasure in us. Lord, help us to know, not only know it, but receive it to where we have completely surrendered to the good news that you are God and that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We give you glory and we give you praise as the shepherds went glorifying and praising you. We glorify and praise you, for we have seen the good news of great joy. We have witnessed it. You have shown it to us by your Spirit, your love for us, that you have given us Jesus, yes, your Son. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.